Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, this is simply unprecedented. It has happened not one, but the last two Fridays in a row. A heavily anti-Joe Biden song, rap song in this case, recorded by young men, Hispanic and Black, respectively, hit number one on the iTunes most downloaded chart. So it wasn't a fluke, a one-time thing. It's happened two Fridays in a row. The rap song, This Is a War, which will give you chills if you listen to it, is about how the government, led by Joe Biden, is conducting a war on the American people, on regular Americans, on Christians in particular. It hit number one. Apparently, the censors haven't gotten a grip yet on iTunes. Don't worry, they're working feverishly on it right now. So that was last week. The artist was Hispanic, a guy by the name of Hi-Rez, along with a guy by the name of Jimmy Levy. Well, this week, it happened again. This week's rap artist, Loza Alexander, is Black. This isn't supposed to be happening, folks. We've never seen this before. Well, his song, Let's Go Brandon, hit number one on iTunes, most downloaded on Friday, and as of right now, it's Monday. For the recording of this podcast, it's still holding strong. It's still unthroned. Number one. This Is a War, which hit number one last week, is now at number nine, most downloaded, iTunes. In other words, it's holding ground. That means right now, the two of the top 10 most downloaded rap songs in the country are about hating Joe Biden, being at war with your government, and being repressed by your government. Here's a sample of the Let's Go Brandon rap song.
And I say it with a passion, as I pull off in the Aston. Don't nobody like his ass, huh? Tried to cover up and tell the people, go Brandon. But we know what they saying, though. You can hear the chant in every post. Don't nobody want this commie because we not in China. Everybody hated Trump and now they out to catch a body. That's what they get for treating us like we in Squid Games. Green light, mandate, like he's insane. These times, people waking up to everything. Go Brandon, but we all know what the saying mean.
Let's go.
My apologies for the cuss words, but I wanted you to hear it uncut. Did you catch the part in there about the vaccine mandate? Now, let's put that unprecedented piece of American history aside for a sec. The fact that young people, Black and Hispanic, have gotten to two places in the top 10 on the iTunes charts trashing Joe Biden. And look at these stats, and maybe you'll understand why. Because something big is going on here. Joe Biden just hit a job approval rating of 36%. That's down from a week ago. It was 38% then. But what's amazing about this is it's a Zogby poll. That's a Democrat-leaning poll, heavily weighted toward Democrats. In other words, they oversample them to make Democrats look good. It didn't work. Joe Biden is at 36.4% in it. But wait, here's the kicker. The part of the poll that makes the iTunes rap song results make sense. If you had to guess, what group would you say Joe Biden is the least popular with? I'd guess, like, you know, people over 60, Trump voters, Trump supporters. Nope. The group in the Zogby poll, again, heavily weighted toward Democrats to make them look good. The group most disaffected, most angry, the group who disapproves of Biden the most, those 18 to 29 years old. Yep, 63% view him negatively, only 34% positively. Now, do you understand why those rap stars are at the top of the iTunes charts? And you know what's going on? All the rest of the rap stars are watching them. They'd like to make some coin, too. Wait till you see what happens in the coming weeks, or at least until the censors figure out how to get a hold of the iTunes charts. They didn't know they had to censor those. Now let's look at another set of stats to follow what's going on here. What are the two most vaccine-resistant groups in the country? Those least stoked about taking it? Black people. Yep, that's number one. And number two, people under the age of 30. Who's this popular with? The same. Who hates Joe Biden the most, according to Zogby? The same. Well, young people, anyway. Normally, in the past, at this point, whatever political party was the subject of this level of scorn would be in a panic. They'd be in a full court press to sway the public. Sweet talk them. But in an eerie reversal of that, the Democrats just don't seem to care what the public thinks at all. Have you noticed? Can you feel it? I've been watching politics for 20 years. I've never seen a party so lackadaisical about being hated. They don't seem to care at all, which is odd because at the rate they're going, his people aren't going to be able to schedule Joe Biden for public appearances anymore. He was heckled at every public appearance he made this weekend. And it was the left-wing protesters screaming F Joe Biden who were in a shouting match with the right-wing protesters screaming Let's Go Brandon. At times, one group or the other getting the upper hand, but the whole time drowning Joe out. We've never seen that before.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And Trump was hugely unpopular with half the country. So was Barack Obama. But this is new. The brilliant Miranda Devine at the New York Post notices what I'm noticing. The complete lack of even a semblance of caring from the Democrats. She's never seen it before either, she writes. When sports events every weekend are erupting in chants of F Joe Biden and Let's Go Brandon, the president clearly has a problem connecting with real Americans, she writes in the New York Post. Normally at this early point of an administration, when the honeymoon is over and polls are taking a deep dive, political parties take stock, listen to the people, and adjust their policies and rhetoric accordingly. Not Biden and his baleful band of Brahmins. She writes what I'm thinking. What if the warriors of the woke revolution have accepted that their destructive policies alienate voters? What if they have given up on winning free and fair elections and decided to grab power by taking over the foundational institutions of the nation? She's getting a little warmer. She continues, we can see the outline of an electorate packing exercise by open border activists led by the president, who signals with his inaction in the current crisis at the border that he approves of a record influx during his term of millions of illegal immigrants, aka future Democrats, who are being secretly flown and bused into red states in the dead of night. Devine has gotten closer to the truth than she realizes. This is a throwaway presidency. Americans have never seen this before. The Democrats simply don't care if you like their president or their members of Congress. Because here's what they know. I'll let former Trump publicist, strategist, and advisor Jason Miller, who brilliantly guided Trump to the presidency through the presidential campaign of 2016. I interviewed him today and I asked him, can Trump do it again? No, he said. Wait, what? Nope. Nope. And neither can any other Republican candidate. The presidency is simply unwinnable by Republicans in about six states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona, until the corruption and the lawlessness is stopped. Not just the cheating, but the acceptance of the breaking of laws on the books to allow the cheating. It's become an entitlement. And Miller believes Democrats will do it again unless, well, I'll let Miller explain. Here's a clip from my interview. Remember, this is the guy who successfully fought in the trenches in these states for Trump. And here's what he thinks. I know, Jason Miller, that you have been knee deep in all the efforts, in particularly the five swing states where the votes just don't add up. It's going to be critical for us to have fair elections in those states for our side to regain the presidency. Does that happen in time for the 2024 election?
I hope so. I'm not going to snow you on this one. I'm frustrated by, in my opinion, the lack of efforts to get things done. I know there was the initial flurry in Georgia. Mm-hmm. I think Arizona still has a ways to go. We have not been able to address the issues in Wisconsin. And quite frankly, this is part of the reason why President Trump said, Sean Duffy, run, Sean, run for governor, because unless we can go and get a new governor in Wisconsin, then I don't think we'll be able to change those. I think we have a great chance to get rid of, as President Trump affectionately refers to her as Half Whitmer, Gretchen Half Whitmer. I think the Republican, the chief of police from Detroit, or the former chief of police, was actually leading Whitmer in the last survey. Pennsylvania is going to be very tough, but a number of candidates are running there. So in a couple of these, we can get the gubernatorial race won in 2022. Then I think we get the changes made for 2024. That's why people always forget, you know, why does this next election matter? What does it have to do with, I'm a Trump supporter, I don't care about these other people. Well, reason being is if we can't go and get some of these voting rules fixed after the 2022 elections, it's going to be real tough to win in some of these places for 2024.
That's what I was afraid of. Thanks for leveling with me, Jason Miller, about that. So you're basically saying we got to capture governor's mansions in order to even get a fair fight in these states.
Correct. Now, in Arizona, we can go and get it done right now. They're dragging their feet. But Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, the states where to say that the results were suspect would be an understatement. If we want to get those fixed, we've got to win the governor's races.
Amen. Thank you, Jason Miller. But here's the problem. How do you win the governor's races if the states are so profoundly corrupt that they accepted tens of thousands of illegal votes each, knowingly? You don't. You don't win the governor's races. That's the paradox. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. In Georgia, Biden won by 11,779 votes, but 10,315 dead people voted. 395 people voted twice. there were 15,000 ghost voters. In other words, that's people who later on their registrations were found to be not real. Somebody had registered somebody who wasn't real and they voted. Let's jump over to Arizona for a minute so you could see. The Biden margin of victory there was 10,457. How many non-citizen voters cast votes? Every one of them illegal. Well, 36,473. How many out-of-state voters illegally voted in-state? 5,726. See, this isn't some crazy, shadowy Chinese, you know, Dominion voting machine conspiracy theory here, folks. It's right out in the open. They illegally counted, illegally allowed to count votes that were illegal. And it happened in Michigan and Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, too. Look at Michigan, for instance. 13,348 out-of-state voters voted in-state. They just counted the votes, didn't toss them out or allowed them to vote. That's the quandary with this kind of lawlessness. You can't pass laws to stop it because the regular laws were illegally broken when they were suspended to allow this stuff. The only hope is to install Republican governors in each of them and hope they do a thorough enough job in a very short amount of time. They're going to have to get their systems in tip-top shape in about 2 years. Hope they do a thorough enough job in 2 years to just stop enough of the fraud so we can have a fighting chance again.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'd like to tell you a different story. I'd like to tell you it's going to get better. But right now, as it stands, the presidency is no longer winnable by a Republican. That's essentially what Jason Miller just told you. He knows. He, along with Steve Bannon and a bunch of other folks, have closely overseen the efforts, the forensic audits done in Arizona. So if you're wondering about the nonchalance of Democrats in the face of so much suffering, in the face of the average family of four spending $175 extra a month on basic goods because of inflation. They don't even flinch. They want to throw another $7 trillion worth of spending on top of that. That'll break those families. They'll be at $300 extra a month, $350 extra a month. Easy with those things passing. But do you see the Democrats care? Nope. Another unanswered question. Can Republicans take back the House this fall? Maybe the Senate, too. Is that possible? We don't know. Now, congressional races in particular are complicated because they usually span 2 to 3 boards of elections worth of jurisdictions. They'll sprawl over a couple of counties. They're rarely contained in a single county. So, like, if you look at these states where this massive amount of cheating and fraud went on, almost all of it came out of specific centers, big blue areas. Congressional races don't neatly fit into those, and the ones that do are so heavily Democrat, we've long since written them off anyway. The question then becomes, can the Democrats cheat across multi-jurisdictional congressional races? We don't know the answer, but we'll find out this fall. But the presidency, it's as good as lost. It'll never be ours again. So what's the way forward? And folks, I don't want you to leave this podcast depressed. I don't. Because the way forward is the best way forward for this country. It's what we've desperately needed for 100 years. And that is the nullification of states. Governors need to simply begin to nullify, to drop kick the federal government, to say no way. We've had some great signs of that lately with the governors of Missouri, Nebraska, West Virginia, and Arkansas announcing they will not comply with an IRS $600 transaction plan. Simply ain't going down in their states. They will forbid and outlaw their banks to participate with it. Now, that's what we're talking. That's what needs to happen. The dissolution of the union around a strong federal government until that federal government becomes so weak as to become irrelevant. It's the only way forward. There's no more winning at the ballot box. You know it. I know it. You can tell by how the Democrats are acting. It's why they want the $600 spy on your account capability in the first place. Because when it becomes obvious to the American people, and it's not yet, these young people are just beginning to express their rebellion in rap songs. They haven't gotten to the part yet that many of us were at in the last election. They didn't like Trump, so they didn't care. They haven't gotten to the part yet where they realize there is no more recourse at the ballot box, at least not at the presidential level. Once that is understood at a society-wide level, it's Katie bar the door on what happens next. The question is, can the Democrats get their blanket, their veil, their authoritarian regime over us before that happens? It's a race against time, but there are good signs. The best sign I've seen lately is the iTunes Top 100. Listen to the words of the top hit song most downloaded 2 weeks ago. You'll hear all the similar themes you'd hear in a conservative talk radio show. Heck, the same themes you hear on Battleground. This is a war on religion. This is a war of sickness. They give you the cure with the illness. Yes, what they're saying is our government hatched COVID and then sold us this crappy shot to fight it. They get it. That's what's amazing. And this is obviously resonating because it went all the way up the charts. Take a listen. You'll recognize the themes. This song actually gives me chills.
But I'm gonna ride for my freedom and die for my freedom and question the government lies. A lot on my mind and so little time. Gotta think all of us needing a sign. The devil he hides an ego and pride. They sell, then they paying the price. God won't give you more than you can handle. Government should be dismantled. Every politician got a scandal. Prepare for the war, we going to battle.
This is a war on religion. This is a war on the children. They give you the cure with the sickness. This is a war on tradition. This is a war on religion.
Falling for nothing, don't wait till the world that we know fall ill. This is the revelation of our generation, losing civilization. I'm the Terminator, just to liberate us with our dedication. For the Terminator, fuck your medication. The administration can alienate us or exterminate us. I'll just keep on praying for your salvation. You are outdated, society becoming outrageous. Keep your house painted for the firstborn. The angel of death in its worst form. We being scorned, look out for their horns. Remember, this isn't their first war. They coming prepared, so just be aware. They do not want to hear none of your prayers. This is a war that ain't playing fair. They feed off your fear, they wanting you scared. Death and despair, it's all in the air. Just be aware, you think I care? The more that you know, the more that it's clear, this is a war,
this is
here.
A war on religion. This is a war on the children.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.